From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is pressing Republicans to get behind a boost in transportation spending across the country. He's proposing a $50 billion plan as an initial step toward a six-year program to build, repair, and maintain thousands of miles of roads, rail lines, and airport runways.
For years, we have deferred tough decisions. And today, our aging system of highways and byways, air routes and rail lines hinder our economic growth.
The president says infrastructure investment will generate jobs. Now, research on how economic policies affect unemployment helped win three people, two Americans and a British Cypriot, the Nobel Prize for Economics this year. They'll share the $1.5 million award. Police in Hungary have detained the chief executive of the company that owns the chemical plant that spilled toxic sludge into nearby villages. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports authorities also froze the company's assets.
Speaking to Parliament, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban said that it's in the public interest to temporarily nationalize the company by seizing its assets and questioning its director. Orban also said those responsible should be held financially liable. The toxic sludge, a byproduct of aluminum production, spilled last week when a retaining wall at a factory reservoir collapsed. The spill left hundreds homeless and inflicted serious damage to nearby rivers, streams, and farms. Authorities today are using more than 300 earth-moving machines to try to quickly finish an emergency dam to mitigate a threatened second spill of toxic sludge, because another wall at the reservoir is at risk of collapse. Meantime, a team of European Union environmental experts arrived on scene today to try to help. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The candidates running to replace Senator Jim Bunning in Kentucky debate tonight in northern Kentucky. Jerry Lawson from member station WNKU reports the race has Tea Party-backed Republican Rand Paul facing Kentucky's attorney general.
Rand Paul is an eye surgeon who's never held an elected office. Early in the campaign, he abandoned much of his fiery populist Tea Party rhetoric in favor of pro-business speeches and attacks on President Obama. He's claimed that if elected, Conway would be a surrogate for the president. Conway has been working to distance himself from Mr. Obama, saying, among other things, he would vote to extend tax cuts enacted under former President George W. Bush and would have opposed a federal bank bailout because it lacked accountability. Conway has worked to paint Paul as a dangerous demagogue who is out of touch with Kentucky. Tonight's debate at Northern Kentucky University will be the second of at least five face-to-face meetings between the candidates. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
Here's what's happening on Wall Street. Dow's up 13 points at 11,019. NASDAQ gaining 10 points. It's at 2412. S&P 500 up 2 at 1167. This is NPR. NATO's investigating reports that American forces in Afghanistan may have killed a British aid worker they were attempting to save from Taliban captors. Authorities say new evidence suggests troops detonated a grenade that killed Linda Norgrove during a rescue operation Friday. A new book about Nelson Mandela reveals that he agreed to become South Africa's first black president, only under pressure from leaders of the African National Congress. As Vicky O'Hare reports from Johannesburg, Mandela says he would have preferred to serve the new government in some other capacity.
The book is called Conversations with Myself. The Nelson Mandela Foundation compiled the book based on interviews, letters, and other documents. The book quotes Mandela, who is now 92, as saying, "The presidency was imposed on me, much against my own advice." Mandela is revered here in South Africa for his years in prison under the former white minority government, also for his strong campaign for racial reconciliation after he became president in 1994. But in the book, Mandela says he's no saint, even if saint is defined as a sinner who keeps on trying. The book dwells on Mandela's anguish over the impact of his political life on his family. He says his heart bled when he could not attend the funerals of his mother and son. They were killed in a car accident while Mandela was in prison. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
A woman accused of sexually abusing teenagers at Oprah Winfrey School for Girls in South Africa has been cleared of all charges. Winfrey issued a statement today saying she is profoundly disappointed with the trial's outcome. The scandal emerged soon after the school opened in 2007. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.